founded the company that built Obama's 2008 site. It's called Department of Better Technology. This is Democracy Now!, produced by Mike Burke, Renee Feltz, Aaron Matte, Nermeen Sheikh, Steve Martinez, Sam Alkoff, Hani Massoud, Rabbi Karen, Dina Guzder, Amy Littlefield, Cassandra Lazare, Messiah Rhodes, Sharina Dadura, Mike DeFilippo, Nigel Nogueira, our engineer. Special thanks to Becca Staley, Julie Crosby, Hugh Grant, Jessica Lee, John Wallach, and Vesta Gadars. To our camera crew, John Randolph, Kieran Crook-Meadows, Carla DeJesus. Go to our website at democracynow.org for transcripts, video, and audio podcasts. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us.
You are listening to KBOO Portland, where the time is 8:01. Stay tuned next for Positively Revolting Talk Radio. This morning, Ani and Lynn will speak with Todd Davies, editor and publisher of Exterminating Angel Press. Coming up next, right after these announcements.
KPFA brings the listening public the other point of view.
There was a strong sense that this was the beginning of something that would spread across the country.
On Sunday, November 3rd, at the historic Hollywood Theater, KBOO presents an exclusive benefit screening of the film KPFA On the Air.
This documentary tells the powerful story of the beginnings of listener-sponsored radio in the United States with the birth of Pacifica in Berkeley in 1949.
KPFA On the Air chronicles the origins of the free speech movement, the first stirrings of the student movements at Berkeley, and opposition to the Vietnam War in the early 1960s.
Eventually spawning a network of free-form, independent radio stations across the country, including KBOO, which came on the air in 1968. So come join us at the Hollywood Theater, Northeast 41st and Sandy Boulevard, Sunday, November 3rd, at 7 in the evening.
Help keep community radio strong and thriving into the future.
I hate a song that makes you think that you're not any good. I hate a song that makes you think you're just born to lose, bound to lose. No good to nobody, no good for nothing, because you're either too old or too young or too fat or too thin or too ugly or too this or too that.
Folk music is one of the first social media communicating news of social import. It still does so today. Join me, Don Jacobson, on Friday, October 25th, 12 noon to 1:30, for Sing Me a Song of Social Significance. From Woody Guthrie to Cy Conn, you'll hear songs that are meaningful to your lives, songs that are inspiring, and songs that are just fun to listen to. Cy Conn and David Rovick's CDs will be available as thank you gifts for your pledge. 12 noon to 1:30, Friday, October 25th, only on KBOO.
Every day, when every action, every thought. And good morning, good morning. It is 6 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning, and you're tuned to your community radio station, KBOO. At least, I really hope it is your very own community radio station. You know, you can make it your own by becoming a member. It's participatory radio here at KBOO, the heart of your community. Give us a ring at 877-500-5266 and say yes to your community. Say yes to Positively Revolting, that show that really, well, delves deep into social issues, you know, decrying that which we want to strip away. And while we sort of co-create that new world together, that is the whole sort of praxis behind Positively Revolting. We hope you are too. I'm your host, Ani.
And I am Lynn. And with us this morning, we are really pleased to have Todd Davies. She is was a successful screenwriter and producer. I would name all the credits, but we only have an hour show. And founder of Toxic TV, an educational media studio for kids based in Liverpool. I know she likes that. And in 2005,
toxic,
she was
toxic, Lynn.
What?
It's a neighborhood. It's called Toxteth. It's not
Toxteth. Okay, sorry. My dyslexia is up on the 90 percentile thing these days. Thank you very much. I should have you introduce yourself, I guess. Anyway, in 2005, she was artist in residence at St. John's College and in Oxford and member of the Senior Commons Room. That must be a fun place.
Oh, somebody's been reading my Wikipedia.
I know, I did. Well, and then in 2009, Exterminating Angel Press became an independent press and is dedicated to creative solutions for practical idealists and Returning of the Goddess. Four of the books that from that press that we're going to talk about today are Snotty Saves the Day and Lily the Silent, which you'll find out about later. And all these things are books you're going to be able to pick up when you become a member of KBOO.
Become a member.
Divas, Dames, and Daredevils by Mike Madrid. And A Galaxy of Immortal Women by Brian Griffith, in which is about the sort of yin side, the goddesses in Chinese mythology. I just want to mention that she also published a book, Three Dead Princes by Dambert Nobakan, who was part of Chumbawamba, who gave us our theme music to use. And that's a wonderful anarchist fairy tale, because we love anarchist stuff here at Positively Revolting. Anyway, good morning, Todd.
Hello, Lynn. Hello, Ani.
Hello, Todd.
I'm so happy to be on Positively Revolting. So finally, I feel like I've been moved up in class, you know?
From just sending us your authors to now being on yourself.
On Positively Revolting. I know. I love the name.
Thank you. You know,
yeah,
we're rather fond of it,
And I was
too.
Thinking about it this morning. I was thinking that, you know, how we are going to change the paradigm, which is what both my press and KBOO is about, and what probably everybody listening is about too right now. And I was thinking what we need is, instead of civil disobedience, we need extremely civil disobedience.
Ooh, yeah. That's an interesting concept.
Like, as courteous as we can possibly be, and then when you get arrested or you get pepper sprayed, it's even more obvious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
About what's going on, and Positively Revolting is just such a wonderful concept.
You know, it is, the government's revolting, why don't we? You know, and to do it in the most positive manner, bringing forth the world that we actually want to see. Mm-hmm. And that actually brings me to talking about Exterminating Angel Press. So to me, storytelling is just essential to social change work, because we can't create what we can't imagine. And
that
storytelling
right.
has everything to do with firing our imaginations.
That is right.
So
that
can you talk about Exterminating Angel Press as a vehicle for social change?
Well, I think that when I was involved with Toxteth TV in Liverpool, and I was in my own small way trying to affect social change there. It's a television station that, and we built a TV studio to get kids back into education through making their own TV programs. And what I discovered was there were all sorts of barriers to doing all sorts of things that I wanted to do. Turn the project over to the neighborhood, for example. I wanted to do that rather than have just a bunch of people run it and have it funded from London. And it wasn't possible to do that. And I wondered, why wasn't it possible to do that? And the reason was that there were no stories to tell anybody how to go forward with that. There were literally no stories. There were only stories. Everybody's default setting was someone's got to be in charge. Someone's got to be on the bottom. these are the people who have been in charge traditionally, and so they better do it again. So I thought, well, you know, this didn't work out the way, and I put a lot of work into it, so now I got to go think about this. So I went home and I thought about it, and the analysis that I came to, which is, I am not the only one that has come to this analysis, is that we are a storytelling animal. Like bees make honey and ants make anthills, we tell stories, and our stories form our culture. Our culture is not immutable. Our stories are not immutable. When you change the story, you actually change the culture. Our stories are getting, in our culture right now, are more and more monoculture, we all know, which is why outlets like KABU are so incredibly important. Because I think in your charter, in fact, it says that you are, what you are about is looking at stories which are ignored or on the margins or being pushed out.
Mm-hmm.
And those are frequently the places that you want to look for a creative way forward. You don't want to look at the stories which have triumphed and which are acting as if they've been there forever, because those stories have served their purpose. We're looking for something new now. So I thought, well, if I start a press and I start in my own, you know, in our EAP's own small way, start publishing stories that do look at things differently and essentially do the same thing that KABU is doing, but in hard copy and electronic book form, then that is something worth doing. And fun. It always has to be fun, as far as I'm concerned.
If it's not fun, it's not sustainable.
Essentially, that is really true. And that is a really good story to keep hammering home, because it seems like children now are not raised like this, but a lot of us were raised to believe no pain, no gain.
Mm-hmm.
That it really is not true. It really is not true. You need to go with the curve of things. It's kind of like cityscapes, where what was imposed was a grid structure, but when you look at a neighborhood where people have made the paths and animals have made the paths, they're always curved.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what we're trying to, as a culture, get to is that curved path and get off of that grid.
You know, that's got a lot of history and ramifications. We've done shows about cityscaping and placemaking, and turns out that grid is actually a military invention that was laid on us by the Romans, as it were. Let's go ahead and talk now. We can get into all manner of stories around that. But let's talk right now with Joanne and with Teresa.
Time to put your money where your mouth is and put your fingers next to your checkbook and use those same fingers to dial a phone. And dial 877-552-66. Actually, nobody uses checks anymore. What am I saying?
People do. I've seen it.
Put your finger on your cell phone.
I'd use a check.
Lots of people do.
I wear a wristwatch.
Yes, yes.
I have a wristwatch right now.
Oh, a wristwatch. And I haven't heard that term in quite a while.
I do. I have a wristwatch. It's not even digital.
So there.
Okay.
I'm wearing Edwardian glasses. It's true. I'm in an anachronism.
I want to thank Joyce Fallingstead for her wonderful contribution to KABU during our last half hour, and want to encourage you to give us a call at 877-500-5266. We are coming to the end of our pledge drive for the fall. You have been absolutely phenomenal. People have been coming out of the woodworks to become part of KBOO.
That explains that pine smell.
Yes, and you can join us by calling 877-500-5266 or going online at kboo.fm and clicking the tip jar.
Join Joseph and Christine, who renewed. They're from Southeast Portland. Catherine and Howard and Warren from Portland, they have renewed. Battleground Washington called in.
Yay, somebody from Washington, finally.
Yeah. Jim,
it's always good to see who's out there, you know, wherever you are, calling in, representing your township, your community, your city. Call in, 877-500-5266. Teresa, you're in the middle of thanking people as I implore them to do more.
Well, that was the list.
That was the list.
Okay, all right.
The number to call if you'd like to join the 10% that pulls the economic weight of the station, and to whom we are so grateful. Please call 877-500-5266. Now, we have some special premiums. Can I mention them yet, Ani?
Please. All right. Talk about the thank you gifts.
We have some books from this press. Snotty Saves the Day and Lily the Silent by Todd Davies. First two installments of the History of Arcadia trilogy. And we have Divas, Dames, and Daredevils by Mike Madrid.
And those are autographed by Mike Madrid, by the way.
Ooh. Subtitled Less Heroines of Golden Age Comics. You know what they look like.
Oh, yes.
So we got that.
It's a great book. I got to say, I'm totally excited about Divas, Dames, and Daredevils. As somebody who is, in fact, I'm a total comics freak. For anyone that knows me, they know that. And this is a really great book. It's some of the history of women in comics in the golden age, as it were. Wonder Woman, turns out, is not the first representative of women in comics. Anyway, go ahead. Tell us more.
I want to thank whoever photocopied these so that part of it was off the scale. So it's a fun game where I get to guess what it says. And I think it says Galaxy of Immortal Women by Brian Griffith. And it says Erdzin, which I bet is Howard Zinn meets
that
Joseph
correct,
Campbell
Teresa.
And Gloria in a book for the
Steinem.
Omnivorous reader. You can get the entire book, however, by calling us at 877-500-5266 and deciding to drop $60 off your credit card. That's one way to do it.
It's true. You can join us by calling with your credit card in hand at 877-500-5266. You can also join us online, kboo.fm. You can do it sustainably, just $5 a month or $10 a month, and your money adds right up over the course of the year. We'd be loving to have that kind of support. Right now, 877-500-5266. I do believe we have an $800 goal this morning, and we need your help to raise that money right now, because I know listeners to Positively Revolting know about collective action.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Collective action gets the goods. This is how we actually do the work of social change. It's each person pitching in what they can pitch in. And right now we're asking you to pitch in just $5 a month or $10 a month, what you can afford. We would absolutely love to receive. We want your participation in community media. 877-500-5266.
And of course, if you're in the neighborhood, you could come to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, and it's right off of Burnside, and come in, bring your check, and check out the station. Become part of your community radio station. Again, the number to call is 877-500-5266. I love Pledge Drive because we get to meet so many members who come by, who call, who tell us why they commit to investing in their community radio station. And it's the best investment of time, money, energy, and organizing effort, quite frankly. 877-500-5266. If you're like me and you pick up the paper and you get mad when you see the headline, like I saw today's headline, gang problem in East Portland. The problem with gangs in East Portland is a police problem. It's not a community problem. It's we have too many police gangs that are operating in East Portland, and we need to fix that. And we fix that by bringing you accurate information that you then take to policymakers and make them do the right thing. It's a hard, hard thing to do, but collectively we are able to make that happen. But only if you call 877-500-5266 or go online at kboo.fm and click the tip jar.
Hey, I'm so happy to have Joanne with us this morning because she is a tireless community organizer. I love your work, Joanne, in the community,
thank you.
I thank you for your work here at the station as well. I also want to let listeners know that for a contribution level of $180, you can do that all at once on a credit card. You can do it. $15 a month. You can run right in with cash in hand, however you would like to do it. If you contribute at $180 level, you actually get Lynn and I as a thank you gift. That's right. Lynn and I will take you to tea, and Lynn will do your astrological chart. I'll read your tarot cards. We'll have a lovely chat and set you on your merry way with an overview of how energies are moving in your life. If you've listened for a while to Positively Revolting, you know, in fact, that we do this from time to time. It's something that we do in the community outside of our work at the station, and we'd be more than happy to meet with you and give that a whirl if you choose to donate at that level. $180 at 877-500-5266. We'll buy you good tea. Okay, so good morning, Todd.
Wow, what a gift.
Thank you. When you're in town,
we could do it too. When I'm in town, it has to be English breakfast tea, though.
We could do that. Mm-hmm. The tea is really up to you.
Oh, good, thanks.
But back to the press. Lynn, did you want to chime in? Or?
Well, I was reading another interview with you about what sort of, and I like the answer, so I'm going to see if you want to come up with that again or do something different. either one is fine with me.
There, Lynn.
What?
Just lob me that ball.
All right,
babe. Knock it out of the park. Go on.
What was it that you picture as the ideal reader of work from Exterminating Angel or your own work?
Oh, what did I say? I don't remember.
You can answer
whatever. I'm sure it'll be good.
Your current thoughts are fine.
I have to say, I think of it as an intelligent 15-year-old who is reading a book on the bus.
Bingo.
That's what I think of it as. And Mike Madrid designs all of our books so that an intelligent 15-year-old reading the book on the bus would not be embarrassed to be seen with it. And I say this because in my heart, I am still an intelligent 15-year-old. You know, sitting there going, how does the world work? Who am I?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you? What am I supposed to be doing? What are we supposed to be doing together? I mean, those are the questions I was asking when I was a teenager, and I am convinced that these are the questions that teenagers are asking now. And they don't get a lot of opportunity to discuss that or to have that answered.
I was listening to an interview on another radio station, but they were talking with some folks about teens and how to get your message across.
Mm-hmm.
And someone actually said people listen to stories more than they do instructions.
Of course they do. I mean, good heavens. I mean, I think that that's one of the things that we have to change in the left as well, is we have to stop lecturing people about stuff. You know, I think what has to happen simultaneously with saying, well, this is a good idea, is we need to be supporting people, which we do, in their own autonomy and in their discovering their own inner life and their own selves, their own answers, because I am utterly convinced that the higher morality is the higher practicality and that common sense leads to the higher morality, and that the things that confuse people, which there are a lot of them out there, confuse them by pulling them out of themselves and not looking at what is about what's going on in themselves. Now, when you tell a story, a person is imagining themselves in the story and is asking themselves, would I do this? Am I like this? Is this correct? How do I feel about this? Is this making me hungry? Is this making me mad? I mean, those are really important moments. I also don't think that we let kids alone enough. There's two things.
Oh,
one,
yeah.
No one should be canceling any funding to libraries whatsoever. Libraries should be getting more funding rather than less funding. Children should be encouraged to read more and more and more. And the second thing is we should start leaving them alone. I mean, you really need time to be by yourself to integrate all of this stuff and time to play by yourself that isn't structured, which I know you guys agree with.
But what about all of those dance lessons and all of those after-school activities? And then there's the tennis club and the volleyball.
How are you going to go to Harvard if you get by yourself and think about things all the time?
I mean, the kid's already seven. They've got to achieve.
I know, Japanese.
This whole push is I think, it's very anti-human.
It is very anti-human.
And at least, well, it's very anti-being. It's pretty doing, and it gets us all used to being very hectic and very busy in our lives, which is a whole nother story
and unhappy.
We should maybe change.
And unhappy. This is why fairy tales are so important also. I do think that when you get into a dead end, in your own life or in a cultural dead end, you need to look at the things that you scorn the most, because frequently that is what you are pushing away. That's the information that you really need that you're pushing away, because it's going to bring about change. Fairy tales are one of the things that we push away as a culture and say, oh, it's just children's stories. They have not been just children's stories for thousands of years. They've been incredibly important conveyors of cultural information. And that's the reason why the first book of the history of Arcadia is called Snotty Saves the Day, and the hero is called Snotty, a thing which makes me shudder even when I hear it. And I'm the one who wrote it, because it's the most disgusting little boy who then ends up, because he discovers who he is, changing his world. It's not like the culture hero. It's not the really adorable little boy, you know, the little orphan boy with the gold curls. It's a disgusting little boy named Snotty who ends up going through a series of adventures and discovering who he is. And he forms a world, which, as you know, if you've read the book, it's footnoted by the physicist of that world who explains all of this. So,
as physicists will.
As physicists will. ad nauseum. She's a good physicist, though. I love her. And by the way, she serves tea in her tower, too. You guys
see,
are going to like
her.
See,
very important.
Yeah.
Well, and in Lily the Silent, the sequel to that, one of the characters I love the most in that book is Death.
Yes, I like her, too.
You want to explain, talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, and it's funny, when I was first showing that manuscript around, people were freaking out and saying, you cannot have a character that's like this and have it be Death, because Death is a horrible thing. And I said, I think that's my point.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's my point. I think one of my points is that in the stories, and this is not true in a lot of fairy tales, by the way, but in a lot of stories that we have told culturally, Death is the enemy and Death must be defeated at all costs. Death is not a partner anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about it, there is no life without death. There's no such thing as life without death. So
yes,
if you get
true.
Rid of death, what does that mean you're getting rid of?
Well, and don't you think that a lot of the problems that we have are this adversarial relationship with death?
Yes,
in the culture.
I do think that. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who have had loved ones that they have had to watch go through the whole allopathic fight against death when it really was the end of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
When the end of their life should have been treated as a different kind of story, you know, as a lovely end to a story, you know, painful as it is and tragic as it is, it should not be in a hospital where they're pounding on an 87-year-old guy's chest and screaming, come back, you
right,
know.
Right,
right. Well, so, but that the story that we have, when you have a story that death is the enemy and you must overcome it at all costs, that's the inevitable scenario you're going to get with that. So I'm very interested in that. I'm very interested in stories that look at death differently, because I think it looks at life differently when they do that.
I absolutely agree. And that's, I mean, again, looking at the value of storytelling and changing our stories, you know, there's, excuse me, Daniel Quinn wrote this several books 20 years ago, Ishmael, the story of Bee, excuse me, talking about mother culture and how mother culture whispers in our ear those things that we don't even realize around us that are just the way things are, so that people of a culture don't see them. They just accept that this is obviously the only way things can be because mm-hmm. it is the story of our culture and it's been whispered in our ear since before we were conscious.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about changing what is whispered in your ear. It's all about mm-hmm. changing that story and that narrative that really frees us to do the work of creating something new and vibrant and different. Maybe a society based on love and beauty and truth. Maybe that instead of based on chasing a dollar, running a hamster wheel, and gobbling up all natural resources about as fast as humanly possible.
And having the default setting that someone has always got to be dominant over somebody else.
That's a good default
situation.
Setting to switch. God, that is so, and it's so boring.
Oh, and I think everyone is so bored with it. I mean, everyone except the guys who are dominating. They're so busy. They're so busy freaking out, you know, and thinking, "Oh my God, what if I have to lose this position? What would I do then?"
Right.
God, they might have a better time. I think they would have a better time. They could stop redecorating their kitchens all the time, you know, and relax a little bit.
And just sort of give themselves over to maybe enjoying their lives, having a little pleasure. Mm-hmm. Pleasure is good.
Pleasure is really good because then you pass it around to other people. When you're miserable, you're going to pass that around to other people.
So very true. So in Snotty Saves the Day and Lily the Silent, those were the two. I want to talk a little bit more about what the themes of those two books are when we come back from some fundraising, which you can chime in with anytime.
Did somebody say fundraising?
You mean membership raising.
That's right.
We're doing member raising.
Well, it says fundraising right here, John.
Well, you know, those typos are really hard to take care of. But we want to encourage our listeners, your listeners, to call 877-500-5266. And become a member. We've got some fabulous thank you gifts that Teresa's going to tell you all about. But we want to make sure that you take this opportunity to become a member of KBOO. We're getting to the end of our pledge drive, and we want you to not miss this opportunity to join the KBOO family.
That's right.
Give us a call at 877-500-5266.
Yep, it's the last time around this pledge drive for Positively Revolting. So this is the time, and you're the person. Once again, some of those books' names, Galaxy of Immortal Women by Brian Griffith, Divas, Dames, and Daredevils by Mike Madrid, and let's see, Snotty Saves the Day and Lily the Silent. And you can
They come as a package because they must.
Do they all?
They must.
They don't... Oh, those two come
those,
as a package.
Those
right.
two are together.
Yeah. Okay, got it. That's okay. A $60 contribution. The number to call, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. And, you know, some of you may have been on a information high, like I frequently am when I listen to KBOO, and you would like to get even higher with a KBOO audio flash drive. And we have recorded talks by Bill McKibben, Amy Goodman, Greg Palast, Raj Patel, Robert Jensen. I mean, if you believe in the power of information, then you will be listening to this and thinking, I'm getting more powerful all the time. It's such a rush. You'll enjoy it. And that's for $10 a month. 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266, and feel the power of community radio.
Yes, I think the coffee has now kicked in. We are ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, damn it too.
The number.
You guys are intense.
Yes, we are. I know at first it was like we weren't quite here, but now you are
so there.
We are so ready to have you call 877-500-5266. Teresa, how long have you been volunteering here at KBOO?
Let's see. I came in...
Since the goddess was a puppy.
I came in with my program. I asked Kathleen in 1991 in the early months. It was like February. I said, well, since I'm using y'all's studio to produce Press Watch for KAZI Austin, why don't I just give it to y'all too? And she said, yeah. And so then we started up from there. And at that point, I think it was a 15-minute program.
Wow. So how cool is that? I came here in the early 90s myself, and I came here because Alan Graf used to be a hippie lawyer here in town. Him and I had an idea for a program, and we came. And I just was reflecting back and realized it's been like 20-some years I've been on the air here at KBOO as a volunteer at KBOO. And once you get here, you just don't leave. Right? You find out that people, you know, we find bodies stuck up in the corner because people just don't leave the building.
Much as we have, if you want, I've got a cot in the back myself. 877-500-5266 is the number to call this morning to pledge your support to KBOO, to contribute to community radio so that you can, in fact, continue your access to the airwaves. We are community radio. We are here for and by and about the communities. We are here changing stories and doing the hard work of social change. In fact, social change work is written into our program charter. The values of sharing perspectives that are unpopular, controversial, or neglected in our dominant society is what we are about. That's in our program charter. Upholding the values of peace, freedom, justice, democracy, multiculturalism, freedom of expression, social change, environmentalism. Those are values written into our program charter. These are values that you back with your call at 877-500-5266. Help us raise that $800 this morning. Help KBOO raise $125,000 by 5 o'clock tomorrow. We do it with your help because collective action gets the goods. Our listeners know this.
That's
Go
right.
ahead and give it a whirl yourself. It's a positive step you can take for your community, and you too can be positively revolting just like that.
It's absolutely true, and I want to let your listeners know we're only $725 short at the moment, and so we really, really, really.
How many people would it take to make that happen, do you think?
I think if we had, we could have 8 people calling in with a $100 pledge. That would put you over
if
your
goal. That $10 a month sustainable
$10 a
method.
Month, that's right. That would make it very, very simple.
$10 a month. Thank
and
kids.
Quite frankly, people have to decide what's comfortable for them. You know, I like to encourage people to stretch just a little bit. And the electronic fund transfer is such a great way to do that. Because you could do $20 a month and end up giving KBOO a $240 investment per year. And at the end of that 1 year, you're going to go, wow, that was really impressive. I couldn't do a $240 check, but $20 coming out of my checking account every month, that's something that seems reasonable for me.
It is easy to do when you make that commitment. 877-500-5266.
Or KBOO.FM if you're still in your jammies and you don't want to talk to anybody else.
We understand that. We understand.
We certainly understand that. We support that. And of course, if you're in the neighborhood, come on by to the studio, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. We're right off of Burnside. And you can come in and see us up close and personal. There's nothing fancy about where we are, but the commitment and the dedication and the commitment to the community, you will see it's very clear here in the Cable Studios. So again, 877-500-5266.
Or online, kboo.fm. Thank you so much, Joanne and Teresa. We'll check back in with you. I want to, again, remind listeners that for $180 level of support, you get Lynn and myself reading your cards, doing your astrological chart, buying you tea, having a chat. It's us. Positively revolting as you ever needed us to be. And if you would like to contribute at that level, please do so now. 877-500-5266. I know that Lynn wanted to get into a little bit about the themes of Snotty Saves the Day and Lily the Silent. Let's explore the fairy tales that Todd has written her very own self.
My very own self? I have a question first.
Oh, sure.
So how many volunteers do you think conservative talk radio has?
Zero.
Do you think Rush Limbaugh's got any volunteers that have been working for him for 20 years?
I don't think so. Just a hunch.
Curious. Just wondering why.
He doesn't even have any wives that have been with him for 20 years.
We move on.
You're good, Lynn.
Thank you very much.
So about your fairy tales.
And yes, and I'm going to see if there's any kind of little teasers we can get for the third installment. But the themes for those two, for Snotty and for Lily.
The scene is it's Arcadia.
The
world that they live in is cold. Arcadia, which is a tiny community. Well, it's about 16 little townships in a valley shielded from Megalopolis by mountains on all sides. And it's formed as a result of Snotty Saves the Day, and then Lily the Silent, is their first queen. And essentially the problem that they have is if a world that only uses power and doesn't use love is Megalopolis and is inhuman, what do you do when a world that only uses love and doesn't use power is too weak to deal with the power-hungry one around them? Essentially, what Arcadia is struggling with is the idea that to only rely on love and only rely on community is not enough. And what's the new answer? So that's what these three books are about. The second book is told by Sophia the Wise, who is the great queen. And the third book, which will come out 2015, The Lizard Princess, is also told by Sophia the Wise about her days as the Lizard Princess when she was turned by a curse into a half-lizard. So that's it. They're trying to find out essentially how to get back to the Garden of Eden, but in a way that we could all live that way. You know, because we can't go backward. We have to recreate. We have to recreate utopia.
No going back, only forward.
Mm-hmm. But going forward always involves looking backward.
Mm-hmm.
It always involves looking backward and creatively responding to that.
And it's informing ourselves, really. I mean,
it
you know.
Is. And that actually leads us to the next book.
Check that out.
Divas, Dames, and Daredevils, which Ani likes so much, which is a 28 complete reproduced comic book.
It's a beautiful book.
It is gorgeous. Mike Madrid does a wonderful job.
And he's a lovely guy. He was here this week. He will be on SW Concert interviewed him. He will be on a little bit later.
Yeah,
either words or pictures.
Yeah, he had a wonderful time with you guys, he told me.
Okay.
And what his interest is stories that aren't making it into mainstream comics. He when he was a small child, he could never figure out how come the superheroines were getting a raw deal when the superheroes got to have all the fun. He couldn't figure that out. And I have since broken it to him that means he's a goddess worshiper. He didn't quite realize that when he was starting, but I said, you know, this is what this means. And he went, oh, yeah, that must be why I like the Virgin Mary, too. So what he's done is he's collected 28 stories from super comics of the 40s and the 50s of superheroines who didn't make the leap to superstardom. And all of those superheroines can do things that superheroines are not allowed to do now. And we haven't gone forward. We've gone backward. And we need to look back at those stories and see what kind of storylines we lost for the culture before we can go forward again, I think. So that's why that is an exterminating angel book par excellence. But it's a fascinating book. Isn't it, Ani? Who was your favorite superheroine in that book?
Don't make me choose.
Don't make me choose.
Well, you know, it's interesting. People love Betty Bates, the lawyer. They can't believe that there was a woman lawyer superheroine in the 40s. That just seems, it seems like it wouldn't have been possible, but it
and
was.
A menopausal superheroine.
A postmenopausal. And whenever I say that and somebody laughs, I always say, okay, why are you laughing? Why can't we have postmenopausal superheroines? Although I will say that somebody who worked at Tattered Covered Books gave me the best answer. I said, why can't we have postmenopausal superheroines? And he said, well, we can't because superheroes must always have a fatal flaw, and postmenopausal women have no flaws.
Oh,
smart man.
I know, I loved him. Thanks, Mark.
I'll look forward to that at some point in my life, probably soon. Wildfire, I think, actually happens to be probably one of my favorites.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
That is a good one. Yeah. Do you want to describe her?
Oh, let's...
No, all right. Everyone's just got to get the book. See,
you
that's
know.
Right. Just donate $10 a month. How much is $10 a month? A couple of coffees. Not even a couple of coffees.
Not even a couple of coffees. Really, in Portland? I mean, especially if you want to tip your barista. And of course you do, because you're a decent and moral human being.
That's right.
Let me read a little bit, actually, about Wildfire. This is actually from the book, Divas, Dames, and Daredevils, Lost Heroines of Golden Age Comics. And again, I'm a huge comics fan, and I didn't actually know about half of these lovely ladies of our history, including Wildfire, who I'm now just sort of fascinated with. When the forest fire orphaned young Carol Vance, the god of fire granted the child mastery over flame. Adopted by a wealthy couple, she grew up to become yet another of the many beautiful debutantes of comic books. She says, I'm happiest when using my power to help others. Princess of flame and nemesis of all who break man's laws. Yeah, there we go. Wildfire.
Really, that sums it up. And then there's Maureen Marine.
Oh, yeah.
Who is in a boating accident that kills her father, goes to the bottom of the sea, and is adopted by Poseidon and ends up being the queen of under the water. And she's the only girl, and she's like 14 years old, I think.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic. So, fantastic superheroine.
There are so many, and I think this book actually draws out to me that there are so many cultural memes that we can grab onto that are already there, mm-hmm. but have been pushed to the sides and forgotten, marginalized. You know, again, we don't have to return to the past. We can't return to the past. But if we can actually look at the positive examples that have been our past mm-hmm. and pull them forward, they're very inspirational.
The creative storylines that maybe got ignored
exactly.
for one reason or another.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and also during World War II and post World War II, when these most of these superheroines were happening, women had a way bigger role in the country. And with the superheroines and with women, after the guys came home in the 40s, that all seemed to fade away. And then we were in the wonderfully repressive 50s.
Yeah, that's right. And that's another reason why I think these books are so important that Mike is doing. We're doing Villainesses next year, by the way.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. That's going to be good.
Not just nice girls.
Like Bad Girls, Bitches, and Bombshells, something like that.
Is Margaret Thatcher going to be in there?
Margaret
Thatcher going to be in there at all?
No.
She's beyond her first.
No, the less said about her, the better.
Not that sort of villain. All right.
Yeah, not that sort. So... now that really knocked me off. Now what was I about to say about that?
Sorry,
the reason why these stories are so important. Essentially, what I worry about is we are really trying to get rid of history. For example, college libraries are now saying things like we should get rid of all books that haven't been published in the last 5 years, which is a form of insanity. I can't even. Understand.
You mean that have been published in the last?
You want to keep the books that have been published in the last 5 years and get rid of the ones before that.
Because that's old.
Oh, yes.
That's old information.
Old.
We're moving on.
Yuck. And what's happening, I think, is we are losing as a society all sense of history, which is a benefit to some groups
right.
in society, obviously. And what I really want younger people to know, and younger women, is that it does not necessarily endlessly progress. You can't just sit back and assume that everything is going to progress. The women in the 40s and the 50s in these comics were much freer, more independent, could do more things than the superheroines in comics now.
Absolutely. Absolutely,
you know,
true.
One of them has a male sidekick. Where is the superheroine now who has a male sidekick? There is none.
There's a few CEOs with a
fine and excellent point
with a boy secretary, but that's about it.
Let's actually look at Teresa and Joanne again for a moment here and see how we're doing.
We're doing pretty
with
well.
With our membership drive, we are asking you for your support of KBOO Community Radio, and specifically this morning for your support of Positively Revolting at 877-500-5266. Ah, that ringing sound. It's music to my ears.
Should be. It's just because people are calling the number, and the number once again, 877-500-5266. We have the books that I mentioned previously. I would want to remind you that we also still have, of course, a mug this year. Our latest mug, and bigger than ever, has what we previously called Royal Blue. Now we're calling it Collective Blue and White American
it's
Made. Yeah.
Is what it is. It's cobalt
blue.
It's a lovely.
It's blue.
And it says KBOO on it, and you can take it to work and set it on your desk, and the person next to you will say, "What's KBOO?" And you can say, "Well, actually, it's a diminutive walrus, which is occasionally found, despite its shy habits, on the shores near Clackwit Bay."
And you could tell them to call 877-500-5266 right away then, couldn't you?
Yes, we could. Or we could tell them to also go to their website at kboo.fm. Click the tip jar and become a member that way. We absolutely love to hear these phones ringing because we still need to raise about $700 before this program is over. We've got about 14 minutes to make that happen.
And we can do it.
But we know that people love Positively Revolting. And so I know you've been so intrigued by the program, you've been just waiting to make that call. But now's the time. 877-500-5266. There's a lot of activity. If you call and the line is busy, just wait a couple of minutes and call back because we really, really, really want to hear from you.
Absolutely.
877-500-5266 is the number to call.
Get your copy of Snotty Saves the Day and Lily the Silent for a $6.25 a month pledge at 877-500-5266. We also have Divas, Dames, and Daredevils and the Galaxy of Immortal Women, your choice. For a $60 minimum pledge, you could probably just plunk that onto your plastic.
I have to say, I just love these titles. Divas, Dames, and Daredevils. I love that one. I think these are some fabulous books. And they're really about saying thanks. Thank you for supporting your community radio station. I mean, whether it's books, whether it's T-shirts, whether it's coffee mugs, it's just our thank you gift to you for becoming a member, for supporting your community radio station. And by calling 877-500-5266, you can join others in your community who want to make sure that KBOO remains on the air, remains strong, remains your voice to make a positive change happen in your community.
Oh, yeah, that can make a difference, can it? It's like
a difference. Oh, my God, it's huge.
KBOO is available here. Sometimes it coasts around for years, and all of a sudden we have a big hoo-ha, and everyone's really glad that they have their vote and want to make certain that they do. You can be one of those persons by calling 877-500-5266 because what?
Because we are grassroots radio.
Yes.
We are the grassrootiest. We are the grassrootiest.
And you, my dear listeners, are the grassroots that support the station. You are the foundation that makes this radio station actually work. You fund us because we are independent. We are not beholden to corporate masters. We are actually a part and by and about the community. That's you. So I got to say, out and about in the world, I do talk to people quite often who are like, I know your voice. You do that show on Fridays. You do that show that absolutely disgusting or whatever that is. Yeah, that's me. And so as you listen, know that it is in fact your money that supports this broadcast. You make it possible. Yes. If you have been listening for years, and I know many of you have, we're coming up on our 20th anniversary here at Positively Revolting.
Wow.
And that'll be next February. We'll have a party. Yeah, we'll have a big party. But and everyone will be invited. It'll be good. But as you have been listening, please know that it is your dollars that have actually brought us to the airwaves. And if it hasn't been your dollars yet, it's your turn now. 877-500-5266. Again, to let people know for that $180 contribution, you can get your cards read. You can get your chart done. Lynn and I will take you out to tea. We'll have a fabulous afternoon.
Be a superhero. Make a super donation.
Absolutely. Yes. We absolutely agree that it's just so important for people to just put their money where their mouth is. People talk about, you know, they're tired of the traditional media, and they talk about you don't get any real news anymore, learn. They're reading press releases on the air. That's why cable is so important. FM radio is actually accessible to just about everybody. You don't have to have a smartphone. You don't have to have a computer. FM radio is something that most people can get connected to at some point in their life. And so it's really important that there's a community radio station that brings those community voices onto the air. I love doing my program because when I say voices from the edge, it really is voices from the edge. It's not the traditional, normal people that pontificate on the air about what great, wonderful jobs they're doing.
And the thing is, we're all on that edge together, and yes, together we can actually move the edge into a better place, right? We can actually shape our communities and shape our society to be a world built on beauty, truth, love, justice, all of the good stuff.
That's right.
And they're answering phones. We're going to go back, talk to Todd for a minute.
Yes, we got so many phones.
Keep that support rolling in.
We've got so many phones going off right now. We're loving this. Just keep the calls coming. We need you to keep calling 877-500-5266. Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you, Teresa and Joanne. And look at them throwing their headsets down, answering those phones.
Look at that bell.
Isn't that beautiful, Todd?
Beautiful.
I've got this question for you. Mm-hmm. Perhaps Lynn has a question. She's waving her hands at me.
I'm just dying to ask you this question.
Ask that question,
Lynn. It's on the Todd blog, or which is a great, go to exterminingangelpress.com. .com and check out everything that's on there. It is a great site. You talk about why an erotic graphic novel about people over 70 would be a good idea for Exterminated Angel Press, and I'm dying to talk about that.
Oh, I wish somebody would send me one of those. Yeah, I got a. I
thought if we put it on the airwaves, it would be helpful. I thought if we put it out on the airwaves here, it might be helpful.
Yeah, somebody should do it. I mean, I got a submission of a graphic novel from some guys who said it's very edgy, it's completely different, it's really erotic. And I opened it up, and it's filled with pictures of naked women with Barbie doll figures and fully clothed men. And, I mean, I didn't read the story. I emailed them back, and I said, you know, guys, there is another market for this, and Exterminate Angel Press is not the place for this book. Exterminate Angel Press is the kind of place that if you sent me a graphic novel about the sex lives of over 70s, I would go for that. But this is not questioning a dominant cultural story. We've had enough naked Barbie dolls, you know, with men looking at them while they're fully clothed. There's a place for that. I don't have anything against it particularly, but it is not what we are about.
It's not interesting.
So if anybody's out there who wants to do me a graphic novel about the erotic life of people over 70, send it in.
Wouldn't that be, that would just be a great piece for changing the paradigm, I think.
Well, I know, why are there no books that aren't salacious?
Well, you're not supposed
about the
to have,
life of,
it's supposed to be done.
People.
It's supposed to be done by then. And the closer I get to that age.
True. I mean, as far as I know from my older friends, that is not true.
I know, so, that's what I mean. I'm getting closer to that age and going,
wait a minute. Is there something wrong with me? I'm not behaving that way. So, yeah, I'm very interested in that. And this actually might lead us to the next book.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Galaxy of
Immortal Women, The Yin Side of Chinese Civilization.
How did you come upon this book?
Well, I've actually been working with this writer, and I came upon him because I found a book by him that I wanted to. He was one of his first book was called The Garden of Their Dreams, and it was referenced in a book I was reading. And it's a book about how the story changed in the Near East. How the story changed from a story of partnership, how the mythology changed from a partnership mythology to a mythology where there was a dominant, you know, god that was very punitive. And he talks about the history of that and how that story happened and how invasions into a Neolithic culture brought that story into the culture. I was totally fascinated with it, and I tracked him down. And we developed his first book, Correcting Jesus, which was the third book that Exterminating Angel Press published in 2009. Correcting Jesus, we're not correcting Jesus. He's writing about the story of Jesus and how the story of Jesus was corrected over the last 2,000 years. For what reasons? By what historical forces? Then he wrote A Galaxy of Immortal Women, The Inside of Chinese Civilization, which is a history of the stories of Chinese goddesses. And his thesis is that these stories have kept alive a vision of social equity through essentially like five different empires, because China's had a lot of empires.
Yes.
They've come and they've gone. But these stories which have been told, especially in village cultures, have kept alive an idea that it doesn't have to be like that, that there could be a different kind of world. And the stories are fascinating. You know, they're every bit as fascinating as the superheroine stories in Divas, Dames, and Daredevils. They just are about Chinese goddesses. So, and that is a different way to look at things, too. You're in a culture, let's say you're in one of those five empires. You're in a culture that says the only thing that's important is beating the hell out of somebody else and getting on top and then getting a place in court and blah, blah, blah. And these stories about the Chinese goddesses are saying, no, no, no. It's important to take care of the land. It's important to take care of your community. It's important to stick up for your family. It's important to know who you are. Women are important. You know, men are important, but perhaps in a different way than just as an endless warrior. These stories were keeping those ideas alive. So that's where that came from.
Keeping those ideas alive, that's an incredibly important thing to do, I think. Todd, thank you so much for being with us this morning. We are nearly out of time. I have this one last thing, if we could, very brief answer. It's the big question for the morning, of course. As a publisher, what responsibility do you feel you have to like actually look at the content of the stories you choose to publish?
Oh, all of it. I mean, it's not just my responsibility. It's my delight.
Right.
The stories that I publish must be stories that entertain and inform me before I presume to think that they might entertain and inform somebody else.
Excellent. Well, Todd, thank you again for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. And please, everybody out there, thank you so much for contributing to KBOO and being a part of KBOO.
And thank you for having Exterminating Angel Press and giving us great stories to change the world by.
Everyone, check out ExterminatingAngelPress.com. It's a great site.
Thank you so much, Todd, for joining us. And we'll talk to you again soon, I think.
We'll talk.
Oh, I hope so.
Okay.
We'll talk.
Take care.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. And we have Teresa, we have Joanne, we have you, dear listener, right now dialing 877-500-5266. I think there's only one astrological chart and tarot reading left. That's the count I got anyway. So if you would like to contribute at $180 level, this is your moment to do it, and you might be able to get that last astrological chart and tarot card reading from Lynn and myself, an afternoon of delight.
That's an...
Well, an afternoon of a reading and tea.
Yeah, it's delightful.
Yeah, I just want to be clear.
And that's at 877-500-5266. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning. The number again, 877-500-5266. The person that needs to do it is you, and the time is right now because we have 1 minute left. We're counting down for this last pledge shift at Positively Revolting on KBOO. You could get yourself a KBOO ceramic mug by pledging $5 a month. Think about that, won't you? Give us a call. Spend 3 minutes on the phone and tell us how much you want to pledge. I think you should tie it somewhere to your hourly wage. 877-500-5266. And we do have the books from Exterminating Angel Press, Galaxy of Immortal Women, Divas, Dames, and Daredevils, and Snotty Saves the Day, paired with Lily the Silent by Todd Davies. Hi, Jen.
Hi, good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
Here we are, so excited to invite you to support Positively Revolting. This is the last time during the pledge drive when you'll have that opportunity. We're having the phones ring. We're excited to hear from you.
30 seconds.
Call right now, 877-500-5266.
877-500-5266, and it has to be you because you're the person who habitually adds a little bit more to your community, aren't you? I mean, those are the 10%. Those are the people who listen to KBOO, and everyone's welcome to listen. We're glad to have you, whether you contribute or not. But we know that, I mean, it's amazing to me how reliable it is that 10% of the listening audience will say, okay, I'll chip in. So why don't you, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. And don't forget, you can get the KBOO audio flash drive and cram your ears with Bill McKibben, Greg Palace, Raj Patel, Robert Jensen, Kathleen Dean Moore, and more.
That's right, and Catherine Austin Fitz is on there. She is another superhero. Call 877-500-5266. We've only got a few more seconds. Now is the time to support Positively Revolting, or come down here and visit us at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. We would love to meet you. Or you can go online and go to kboo.fm.
And we at Positively Revolting will be back in November. We're going on a mission to Mexico, and I believe it involves tequila.
That's what I heard, is that the project involves tequila.
It's a secret project that involves tequila. All right. And the worm.
877-500-5266. I don't have any tequila here today, but we'll reconsider that. 877-500-5266. You've got, what, 5 seconds? Do it right now.
877-500-5266.
Make this your moment.
Or go to kboo.fm. Or come down and visit us. Meet us at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. We were dancing yesterday with Shocks of Sheba and had so much fun. Folks came down and danced with us. We'd love to meet you. 877-500-5266.
All right. Thank you. You're listening to KBOO Portland, where the time is 9 a.m. Stay tuned next for One Land, Many Voices, coming up next, right after these announcements.
I hate a song that makes you think that you're not any good. I hate a song that makes you think you're just born to lose, bound to lose. No good to nobody, no good for nothing. Because you're either too old or too young or too fat or too thin or too ugly or too this or too that.
Folk music is one of the first social media communicating news of social import. It still does so today. Join me, Don Jacobson, on Friday, October 25th, 12 noon to 1:30, for Sing Me a Song of Social Significance. From Woody Guthrie to Cy Conn, you'll hear songs that are meaningful to your lives, songs that are inspiring, and songs that are just fun to listen to. Cy Conn and David Rovick's CDs will be available as thank you gifts for your pledge. 12 noon to 1:30, Friday, October 25th, only on KBOO.